When I was in Belize, one of the other Jesuits in country was Father Frank Ring, who had been in Belize for many, many years. Father Ring was one of the great Jesuit characters of all time. And if you know the Society of Jesus, that's rarefied air. Everything he did with absolute certainty. Everything he did with absolute knowledge that that was the right way to do things. And the superior of the Jesuits down there used to say, yeah, the motto for Father Ring is not always right, but never in doubt. That's how he lived his life. Martha has a lot of Father Ring in her. She is absolutely certain of how to be a good host. She is absolutely certain of what hospitality requires. It requires making the food and being busy and paying attention to all those things and doing the dishes and making everything right. She's absolutely has no doubt that's the way to be hospitable when Jesus comes. And she's completely wrong. She's catastrophically wrong. First off, one of the things she does, which you should never do, is she brings up a family fight with the guest and asks him to get into the middle of the family fight. Not really hospitable. But even more importantly, she is missing the point of having a guest. That having a guest requires our attention and being there for the person who has come. Because the guest is a gift. Her sister Mary understands that what one should do is be with Jesus. She's not even paying attention. She's not even listening to her guest because she's too busy. She's too certain about what needs to get done and how everything needs to look right and just what the food should be. Whereas Mary is next to Jesus listening, simply being close to him and listening. Father Ring, Martha, all of us at a certain point in time fall into that trap of knowing exactly what we should be doing, of knowing exactly how we should respond to Jesus. Oh, I should do this and that, and I've got it figured out, and then I'll do this and that. And we can all fall into that temptation of thinking that what we are doing is the best and only way to respond. And when that happens, we can easily fall into the fix of our own ideas and our own notions leading us rather than being led by Jesus. So the story is quite simple. And what Jesus is asking is quite simple. Be with me. Be with me. Come close. Listen. Perhaps you might hear something that you need to hear. Perhaps you may learn and be taught something that you need to be taught. And perhaps we need to find and identify those Marys in our life who have got it. Those who can point us in the right direction. We all know people who live very close to the Lord. We all know people who live intimately in the presence of Jesus. Those are the people we need to be with because they know him and they listen and they learn and are willing to be taught. We are busy about many things. We are concerned about many things. We are worried about many things. All we need to be is close to Christ. All we need to be is friends with those who are His friends. All we need to do is to stop being so busy and so active and so worried and so concerned about everything being just right. What we need to do is be close, be listening, and be His disciple.